Well, let's start. Kenji, will you tell me a little more about your future work?
My future work? I do have a purpose in life, but I don't know what kind of job I'll end up with.
I didn't mean to press you. You probably want to explore the areas of common beliefs among the religions of the world.
Yes, something like that. But I don't want you to think that I'm advocating a universal creed, because I'm not. As I indicated earlier, I'm interested in suggesting Buddhist approaches to solving the differences existing among the major religions.
A while ago, on the university campus, you said Eastern ideas, but now you're saying Buddhist approaches. Are you a Buddhist?
I'm not a religious Buddhist. That is to say, I'm not a sectarian Buddhist. But I believe that there's something in Buddhism that works for human reconciliation.
Christianity teaches us to love our enemies.
That's true, but loving one's enemies presupposes one's having enemies.
Isn't that a fact of life?
Yes, but my thesis is that we can and should deal with different people on the basis of a prefact.
What do you mean by prefact?
You just said that having enemies is a fact of life. In other words, conflict is a fact of life. To me, that's one aspect of life. The other aspect of life is that humans must act together in order to survive. So there are two aspects, but these aspects are not co-equal in importance or in terms of time of origin.
If you were a bit more specific, it would help.
All right. The fact is that you are a Christian and I'm a Buddhist. If we met as a Christian and a Buddhist, how far would we get? Not very far.
Right.
Let's say there is a friendship between us. This feeling is based on human considerations rather than economic, political, or even social considerations.
Only human considerations, I'd say.
Correct. So, to associate with another person on something other than his most prominent and aggressive point of difference is, in my mind, to deal with that person on the basis of a prefect.
Are you dealing with me?
I'm sorry for the poor choice of words. I should say, associate.
That's better. But Kenji, I'm afraid that if we pursue your theory to the ultimate origin, we'll find ourselves in a spiritual vacuum, won't we? Because we'll either all be spiritual infants or prehistoric apes.
Not necessarily. I'm not denying facts. Neither am I denying religious realities. But when I meet a person who holds religious views which are sharply different from mine, I want to start with him on the basis of his human similarities to me. I'm not trying to work out a compromise on a religious basis. I hope you understand.
I understand. With that approach, I'm positive you will live successfully among very conservative Christians when you enter the seminary.
I hope so.
What will you have for dessert?
I don't care for any, thank you. What will you have?
Just coffee. Make mine black.
Two black coffees.
Chapter 15.
That was good food. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you called me Barbara for the first time. I was wondering when you'd warm up.
Warm up?
Yes. One thing about Japanese people, no matter how much English they learn, they don't seem to be able to call people by name, particularly the opposite sex. Is it a national habit?
When we're speaking in Japanese, we don't address members of the opposite sex by their first names, unless they're related to us by blood or marriage, and unless they're lower in rank.
Is a wife lower than her husband?
Look, Barbara, if we're going to go into that, we're going to get all tangled up. Do you want that?
No, I guess not. But I do want to hear what you personally feel about women in general, and what sort of woman you envision for your wife in particular.
You sure ask difficult questions. When I left Japan, I put those things out of my mind. Now I have to put them back in again.
Do you mind?
Since I won't be seeing you after today, I'll tell you something. Please forget what I say, though. This is the first time I've talked with an educated American woman, and I confess I've been impressed. In a brief encounter, you've brought out nearly everything in me. My ideas, my aspirations, my problems, my personal history and family background. In other words, you know more about me than any woman I've ever met. You see, I've never shared any of my inner thoughts with any girl in Japan. You ask what sort of woman I will look for a wife. I'll answer that question on the premise that I won't be seeing you again, and on the hope that you'll not think me fresh and bold when I say that when and if the time comes, I'll remember you and look for someone just like you.
Kenji, may I say something too, also on the assumption that I may not see you again?
Yes, go ahead, please.
The way you talked to me was the greatest compliment ever paid me. And what you said about me was very, very sweet. These words were 100 times sweeter than all the roses and gardenias I've ever received. And they were said so sincerely, I could kiss you. Have you ever heard of the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, it's a great outdoor music hall.
You said listening to music is not one of your hobbies, but perhaps the place is worth seeing.
Oh, I'd enjoy seeing it and hearing some great music with you.
Then that's where we'll spend our only evening together.
Chapter 16.
Great spectacle. Do you come here often?
Yes. When I feel like getting away from everybody, I often come here alone.
I'm going to get something to drink. What do you want?
Get me an orange juice.
Okay. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Here we are. They use such big paper glasses, cups, I mean. Everything in America is oversized.
Yes, we overeat, overdrink, and overtalk.
You don't. You do everything just right.
The show will begin in 5 minutes.
Yes, the seats are almost all filled. The people are settling down, and I can feel an air of expectation. Say, it's getting kind of chilly, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't realize that it could get so cold here at night.
Oh, yes. In some homes, they already have fireplaces going.
In California, in August? My friends in Japan wouldn't believe me.
Let's put the blanket over our shoulders. Put your arm around me, Kenji.
All right.
Hold me tight.
Chapter 17.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yes, very much. Barbara.
Yes, Kenji.
Are we in love?
Do you love me?
I think I do.
I love you, Kenji, with all my heart. There's something I ought to tell you. I've been going around with a fellow for as long as I can remember. Frank is my father's boss's oldest son. He wants to marry me, but I have never let him think he owns me. I've never even allowed him to kiss me. You are the first man I've ever fallen in love with. Do you believe me?
I believe you, Barbara.
Will you smile and look a little happy? You look so serious, as if we were doing something bad.
Look, Barbara, remember what I said earlier? When I look for someone to be my wife, I'll look for a woman just like you. In my mind right now, there's no other woman. The thing is, I have a long way to go before I can say I'm ready for marriage. When I get to the East, I'll be living in the men's dormitory. I do have a job of sorts at the seminary waiting for me, but there's no income from it. It only takes care of my room and tuition.
You're You're such a sincere person. You're saying that even though you love me, you cannot marry me now. Isn't that right? It's all right, Kenji. This love I feel is not just a passing passion on my part. It's real. I know it. I feel it deep in my heart. But I'm not asking that we be married. I know you must go. You have to leave in 2 hours. And we'll probably never see each other again. We said that many times. But what happened, happened. I will never forget you, as long as I live.
Neither will I, Barbara.
If we sit here like this, liking each other, we may become emotionally inseparable.
You're absolutely right.
It's our fate, isn't it? Darn it. Let's get going.
Chapter 18. We've made good time.
Well, this is the bus depot. Are you cold?
Yes, a little bit.
Let's walk around to get your blood circulating. We've got time.
I could stand some hot coffee.
Good idea. Let's go around the block. There's a big cafeteria there.
It's kind of late, isn't it? Don't you have to go home?
Tonight's special. Mother may get a bit peeved, but I'm sure Dad will understand. He's my friend.
We haven't talked much about your family today.
There's not much to talk about, really. Dad came from Japan with his parents when he was 5 years old. My mother was born here, so that makes me a Nisei and a half. At any rate, my dad is a gardener. He's a good gardener, and he could make a good living if he worked for himself. You must have heard about the evacuation of the Japanese people from the Pacific coast soon after the outbreak of World War II.
Yes, I read about it.
My dad had a big nursery when the war came. But since he was a non-citizen and had no relatives who were citizens at that time, nothing that he actually owned was in his name. All his properties and assets were in the name of his Caucasian friend, who was a lawyer. To make a long story short, as soon as Father was evacuated and interned, his lawyer friend sold everything. When he returned to Los Angeles, he received about 10% of what the whole thing was worth.
Why, that's robbery.
There was nothing my father could do about it. Mr. Yoshida was more fortunate. That's Frank's father. He's a Nisei, and although he was also evacuated, his business was kept intact by his Caucasian partner. My father went to work for Mr. Yoshida. He was married in 1949, and I arrived 4 years later.
You used the word Caucasian twice. What sort of people are they?
We use the word Caucasian to differentiate a white person from all non-whites.
Your father is now a U.S. citizen, isn't he?
Yes. The law was changed several years back, so he and all others like him were able to naturalize and buy and own property and vote, too.
Is he bitter?
He has some of that Buddhist spirit you talked about. According to my mother, Dad doesn't even hate his lawyer friend. He refuses to regard anybody with any enmity.
I feel for your father. Thanks for telling me about your family. My blood is circulating quite well now.
Here's the cafeteria I had in mind. Let's go in.
Chapter 19.
I like cafeterias. They're great institutions.
Say, Kenji, this is as good an opportunity as any, so listen to me.
Yes, Barbara?
When you get there, and if you don't find your friend Joe Summers, Will you do two things? One, tell your name to the front desk and sit in the lobby. If he does not show up by dinner time, take a room in the lodge for one night. Two, here is our phone number with the area code. Call me collect. Do you understand what a collect call is?
No.
The person being called pays for the call. In other words, when you call, I pay for the call. Be sure to tell the telephone operator you want to speak to me personally. It's called a person-to-person call.
All right, Barbara.
Now, I have in the car a box containing food. Sandwiches, salad, fruit, and so on. Also a thermos bottle full of coffee. Each package is a meal in itself. They should last until you get there. Oh, I almost forgot. Each pack is marked, so you know which ones to eat when.
You're very considerate.
This is the map I got at the bus depot. These are the bus routes. This stop here, I'm sure, is the end of the bus line where the lodge is. And last, but not least, these are your bus tickets.
Thanks for holding them for me. How much do I owe you?
They're my farewell gift.
Barbara, there's something I must tell you.
Yes, Kenji.
I've just looked at the fare. It is more than the amount of money I've got. Did you know I didn't have enough money?
Of course not, Kenji. But it makes no difference. They're my gift.
Just think. Suppose I didn't meet you.
But we did meet.
I don't know how to thank you.
Don't thank me. It's time to go. Oh, how I wish I could go with you.
Chapter 20.
There's your bus.
This has been one of the best days I've ever had.
Same here. But this is a very sad moment, too. Take care of yourself.
I will. You too. Thanks for the food package.
Please don't eat while the bus is in motion.
Why?
Well, the bus will run at a terrific speed. You can't possibly drink coffee. And if you try to eat anything, you might choke. Besides, eating on the bus is considered bad manners.
When and where shall I eat?
The driver stops for a rest once in a while, where there's a restaurant. So go in and eat there.
All right, I'll remember that.
Oh, it's time to get on.
Goodbye, Barbara.
Kiss me, Kenji. Real hard. Our last kiss.
Chapter 21. Are you tired?
I guess I am. The movie was kind of drawn out.
Want to go home?
Yes. Do you mind?
Barbara, I'm going to ask you something.
What is it?
Don't think I'm jealous, because I'm not. But I'm curious. Did you take the fellow from Japan to UCLA? The Hollywood Bowl?
Yes. So you had your spy network working for you last night.
After all, Barbara, more than 200 people are in our employ, and they all know how I feel about you. Was it very cold last night?
Yes, it was. If you want to know if he and I shared a blanket, the answer is yes. Someone saw us and told you, didn't he?
Well, yes.
I don't want to know who, but I do want to know why you brought it up.
Barbara, please understand. A decent girl does not get under a blanket with a guy in public.
Of all things to say, I'll have you know, Frank Yoshida, that our heads were out of the blanket. If you and your informer imagined that we were engaged in petting under the blanket, I'll say you have dirty minds. Will you let me out of the car?
I'm sorry. I apologize. Two people who are just as good as engaged shouldn't be fighting like this.
I beg your pardon? Since when are we as good as engaged?
Oh, Barbara, come on. You know I don't go out with any other girl. Our families recognize us. Why don't you give in and marry me?
Let me out.
I can't let you out. All right, I'll drive you home quietly. You cool off about this fellow from Japan in a week or two. Then you'll want to see me again.
Chapter 22.
Barbara Saito speaking. Will you accept a collect call from Kenji Shima in Grand Canyon? Yes, I will. Please put him on. Hello, Kenji?
Yes, Barbara?
Yes. Am I glad to hear from you. Have you met your friend Joe?
No. I received a wire from him saying his father got ill suddenly.
Oh, that's too bad. Where was the wire from?
Phoenix.
He was so close. I suppose he had to fly back. What are you going to do?
I've got a temporary job.
You've got what, darling?
I'm working here to earn some money.
Where?
At the lodge. I'm going to work in the kitchen. They'll pay me $10 a day if I don't break any chinaware.
How long will you be there?
I promised the manager that I'd work through Labor Day. That's an important American holiday, isn't it?
But Kenji, have you ever worked in a restaurant kitchen?
No, but it looks easy.
Kenji, are you sure you're going to be there through Labor Day?
Of course I am, Barbara. You can count on it. Besides, I need the money.
I'll send you something.
Don't send me money.
All right, I won't. But please don't leave until you receive it.
What is it?
I can't tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
Chapter 23.
Thanks for coming, Dad. I had to see you and talk with you.
What's on your mind? It sounded urgent.
Dad, I'm all confused. You've got to help me out.
You have always managed to take care of yourself. I've never seen you so upset. What's bothering you?
I'm in love, Dad.
It's not Frank.
Heavens, no.
Oh, the boy from Japan, huh?
He's 28, very tall, dark, and almost handsome. He's also very intelligent, but very broke.
What was his name?
Kenji Shima.
Yes, yes, and where is he? I want to meet him.
He's gone. He's at the Grand Canyon.
What's he doing there?
He's washing dishes, trying to make travel money. He was supposed to meet a friend there and drive east with him. But something happened, and the plan fell through.
All right, Barbara. Tell me exactly what you want to do.
I want to be with him.
Don't tell me you want to work in the kitchen, too.
I don't know. And I don't care what I do, as long as I can be with him. I want to help him so he can go to school.
Are you saying that you're going to earn his living for him while he goes to school?
Yes, Dad.
Doing what?
I'll think about it after we get there.
Where is that?
Virginia.
Now, marriage is not a simple thing, as you may know. You haven't talked to Mother yet, have you?
No, Dad.
She'll be a big hurdle for you. She is sold on Frank.
I know that. But what is so great about Frank?
She is thinking of your future, Barbara.
I don't want to marry money. I want to marry a man, a real person who has a mind and a purpose in life.
By the way, does Kenji love you?
I'm sure he does.
It didn't take you two very long, did it? Does he want to get married?
I don't think so. Not right away, anyway.
Then you have to wait until he sends for you.
But, Dad, I don't want to be stuck in Culver City. I can't stand to see Frank anymore. He just takes me for granted. He acts and talks as if we were engaged, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Barbara, you said you were confused and upset, but I don't think you are. You already have a plan in mind. As your father, the only way I can show you that I have your best interests at heart would be to look the other way as you carry out that plan.
Oh, Dad, how did you know I had a plan already made up?
If I were in your shoes, I'd probably do the same thing. Only, Barbara, don't sneak away. Say goodbye to your mother.
Yes, I will. And thanks.
Chapter 24.
Mother, Father, there's something I'd like to say.
Yes?
I'm leaving you.
What did you say?
I'm leaving you.
What do you mean, leaving us?
I want to leave home, Culver City and California. I'd like to go away.
Why?
I'm 21, and I'd like to live my own life from now on.
You've been satisfied with the life here. What has come over you? Don't tell me that boy from Japan has something to do with this.
This is strictly my own idea, not his, I assure you. But I want to go where he goes.
You're foolish, but at least you're honest about it. Dad, aren't you going to stop her?
There is no use, Mother. Barbara's mind is made up.
Have you two been talking?
I've heard her story.
Don't tell me you gave her permission.
Mother, we can't run her life.
Mother, I didn't ask Daddy for permission. I decided on my own, and I'm just going to go through with it.
Tell her why she can't do it, Father.
No, I won't say anything.
What is this? Is there something I don't know that makes it illegal for me to do what I want to do? Daddy, what is it? Is there something you never told me?
It's not a question of law, but one of obligation.
Obligation? Do we owe something to someone?
Mother is thinking of our financial debts to the Yoshidas, but don't worry, Barbara. I'll take care of them.
How can you?
Just a minute, please. I demand to know exactly what we owe them.
Barbara, you should have left without saying goodbye.
No, Dad, I'm glad I didn't. Now I'm beginning to understand why the people around me have been acting the way they have. So we have an obligation to the Yoshidas, and that obligation is so great that you signed away my future as collateral. Mom and Dad, I respected and loved you, but if what you did is true, it just makes me sick. This is just like that awful custom they used to have in Japan, where people sold their own daughters.
Now listen, Barbara. There was no promise about your future. It's true that 4 years ago, Frank proposed marriage through his father. You are still a sophomore in high school. So we said we'll hold it in abeyance pending your graduation from college. In the meantime, we gave consent to your going out with Frank in the hope that you two would grow fond of each other.
Will you please tell me exactly what the obligation is? If you don't tell me, I will call up Frank's father and ask him.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I want to repay every cent of it.
All right, Barbara, I'll tell you. Everything we're using belongs to Mr. Yoshida. This house, the lot on which the house stands, all the major pieces of furniture in the house, and our cars.
Our cars? Mine too?
Yes.
But Dad, you said the car was my birthday present from you when I became 20.
He bought it. I mean, Frank did.
You didn't tell me.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt you.
My own parents have been lying to me all these years. I sure am glad I found out the truth in time. You have made it so easy for me to leave Culver City. Please tell the Yoshidas, especially Frank. Sorry, but I was not for sale. What a sad and strange ending to our family. Goodbye, Father. Goodbye, Mother. Goodbye, house. Goodbye, everything.
What are you going to do, Father?
Let her go. Do we really have any choice?